Legends 100.3. Mike McGann here with you as always on a Sunday morning. It is time once again for Legends Community Focus, where we are going to discuss issues of interest to the community, of interest to you. And today it's one that is a great deal of interest to me personally as well. One of the things I'm very open when it comes to discussing is my own issues with alcohol that I had years ago. I'm sober for a lot of years at this point, but I know the effect that addiction has. I've seen it in members of my family, a lot of friends, people in the community. There are organizations that are out there to help. There are organizations that make such a strong and positive difference in the lives of people who may suffer from addiction, drug and alcohol. And also, I mean, the community at large, because there is a ripple effect from that. One of the greatest and one of my favorite organizations around that is Faith Farm Ministries, which provides comfort, shelter, food, and biblical counseling to homeless and destitute men and women. And it really is. It's a very powerful organization. Now, just as we've all had some problems over the past few years, that's also been true of a lot of nonprofits and service organizations. But Faith Farm Ministries has had some really innovative ideas about how to work around that. There's so much to cover in the next little while, and I'm very happy to have with me CEO Rick Aspden from Faith Farm Ministries. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. It's wonderful to have you here because, again, it's such a big, serious issue, drug, alcohol, addiction, the homelessness problem. There is so much going on. But Faith Farm, really, the ministry does tremendous work of helping people and of, well, it makes a massive difference in the local community and in the world through that. So let's talk a bit about Faith Farm Ministries. Rick, what exactly is Faith Farm Ministries all about? What do you do?
So what our main focus at Faith Farm is just helping people who are struggling in substance abuse.
Yes.
Many people in the community, they think we're just a thrift store or, just a ministry or a church. But really what we're all about is helping people who are struggling in some form of substance abuse, whether it be, on the onset as a young person struggling or somebody that's been struggling for years and years and years, literally decades with substance abuse. We partner with the Lord in their lives to help them walk through the unpacking of their life, so to speak, to help them with their addictive behaviors and addictive thought processes. To live a life of recovery and to live a life honoring to the Lord. And so we're all about doing whatever it takes to make that happen in the lives of people that are willing to submit to a recovery process.
Wow, that's beautifully put. It does require a degree of submission to a process. And it's a very powerful thing, but it's also a free program. It's a 10-month addiction recovery program that, of course, doesn't happen for free. People have been supporting Faith Farm through gifts, donations. You have the thrift stores and the resales and so on that go there. And I do know that, of course, as so many places did with the COVID pandemic, it definitely hit some of those areas hard. How was your fundraising affected during those times, Rick?
So during the COVID, we actually, in the onset of COVID, we were like everybody else, not sure what was going on, and we did shut down our thrift stores and our intake. We just, the people that we had during the COVID shutdown, we continue to minister to and keep because, many of those people don't have any place to go.
Certainly.
Regardless of whether there's COVID or not. And so, we still continue to feed, clothe, shelter all these people while we were shut down and not bringing in any revenue whatsoever. Glory be to God that he got us through that season of shutdown, but it was not easy. It was a difficult season to go through from a revenue standpoint, and then of course from the program standpoint, we lost people because they were scared of COVID. And you know, we do communal living here. This is a residential program, and so people stay here, they live here,
right?
And you know, we have 120 beds on our Boynton campus, and you know, 400 over just a little over 400 beds at our other two campuses, total combined for a little over 400 beds. And so communal living is not conducive to COVID. And so people were getting scared and leaving and stuff like that. And so, it was heartbreaking because many times people left before they got what they needed to live a life in sobriety. And so that was the heartbreaking part of COVID that, you know, many people don't recognize or realize unless they're close into the industry of addiction.
And one thing to add to that is that I saw this personally in an awful lot of cases. When COVID was there, there was the isolation that people had, the boredom that a lot of people had, and a lot of them turned to different substances to try to cope, self-medicated, create addiction issues. And you also add to that that there were people that lost their jobs, and some of them turned to that as well. So I saw an increase in addiction rate. I saw people that lost their homes and everything through it all as well. Just when they needed the help most, there were problems that were coming around it. But what we've seen with Faith Farm Ministries is you've really been able to pivot and in a lot of ways find some new streams and new ways to bring in that funding so you could continue to help out the people that needed it so badly. Let's talk a little bit about some of those changes that Faith Farm was able to make, because they were really innovative and very powerful.
So, you know, one of the things that happened when COVID happened is that we were unable to get new furniture. Some of our thrift stores sell new furniture, and so we weren't able to get any new furniture whatsoever. I mean, zero. It just wasn't happening. And so we decided to make our own. And so we started a manufacturing portion to make what we now call Faith Farm Furniture, and the actual men in the program make the furniture for us to sell to pay for them to go through their program. And so, like you mentioned before, we don't charge the students to come in for the services that Faith Farm provides.
Sure.
It's totally free for them. Of course, there is a work therapy part of our program, but that is part of the program. Is that what they do is that, you know, the classwork and the class stuff that we teach them, they're able to implement what we've taught them on the job in real life situations in what we call the bubble of Faith Farm. And so hopefully they can get the experience of working through real life everyday interactions with, you know, people and stress and different things that happen in life, where they can mitigate those feelings in a productive way in the bubble of Faith Farm. And so that work therapy part of our program is extraordinarily important. Plus, there's a certain amount of therapeutic value when people are working with their hands.
Yeah. Oh, it's so powerful. I was going to bring that up because I love how innovative this was around that. It is incredible what you can do with your hands and what it does for a person who needs some kind of validation like that and an outlet.
Right, and the creativity, you know, helps the from my understanding, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I've read articles of where that creativity of being creative and artistic helps the brain recover from the damage that the substances can do to it. And so it helps speed up the recovery process, the physical recovery of the actual organ, and really helps the students have some awareness that because most of them, when they come to Faith Farm, they are, you know, pretty much at the bottom of the barrel type thing in their emotions. They don't feel too good about themselves. They've realized they've lived a destructive life. They've ruined a lot of relationships. And so they're not feeling real good about themselves. And anytime we can get them into an atmosphere to start letting them know that they are, they can be productive. They have a plan and a purpose, and God has a plan and a purpose for their life. And once they begin to partner with that, we see the transition begin to happen. And that's very beneficial in their lives.
There really is nothing like sometimes finding a new passion. And I think when you get that passion, and then when you bring that sense of a plan from God for someone, it can really enable people to find a place for themselves in the world again. And I think that's very important when it comes to working through addiction and finding your identity afterward. How do you feel about that in general, Rick?
Well, in general, that's the whole purpose, is to get our students to understand who God had created them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get an understanding of that and start to believe that, we generally won the battle in addiction. It's getting them there, getting them to understand who they are in Christ. That's the most beneficial part of our program. Along with all the other things that reinforce that, but that's really the nuts and bolts of the program, is getting them to understand who they are in Christ. And when they begin to live out of that, they're not thinking about sticking a needle in their arm, or they're not thinking about the next fix. They're thinking about honoring the Lord with their lives. And so that's really the nuts and bolts of the program. Of course, there's a lot that goes into that in the daily classes that we do each and every day, mm-hmm. Of the week, along with the work therapy, along with the general church services that we have, and any type of individual counseling that we do. All that is coupled together. We also offer, we realize that people can come into a long-term residential program. The main program is 10 months long. But if they haven't got the tools that they need when they get out of the program, chances are they're going to go back to where they come from. And so we also partner with getting them their GED. And so if they don't have a GED, that's one of the things that we try to focus on to help them get their GED. And then we also partner with South Florida Bible College when they get their GED, that, we partner with South Florida Bible College to get them some academics to maybe start a next phase of life. Maybe they started college, but they never finished college. And so, getting them and giving them an opportunity to get that academic training after the program is done opens up a whole new venue for them, and a whole new life can happen. And we tell the students, 3 to 5 years, it all could be different. Everything in your life can be 180% different than what it was. And just by doing the things that we're promoting them to do, with the relapse prevention and the biblical counseling and the biblical teachings. And so it can all be so much better than what they're currently experiencing.
Faith Farm, it's transformational. It really allows people the chance to transform into the best they can be, the person that the best version of the person, the best person of themselves that they can be, in the context of the larger plan, the larger
right.
biblical plan. You can learn more about it by visiting faithfarm.org. That's faith, F-A-I-T-H, farm.org. Mike McGann here on Legends Community Focus. I'm speaking with Faith Farm Ministry CEO Rick Aspden. Now, have you had any personal experience in seeing kind of an aha moment with someone who may have been working with their hands to create that furniture that you have been selling and creating to fund the programs? Have you seen any particular story that may stand out with someone who built something and said, "I didn't realize I could do this"?
Oh, I mean, it almost happens on a daily basis. A lot of the students, and what we're doing right now is we're doing our furniture manufacturing basically at the Okeechobee campus. And
okay.
so, students literally are, they want to get assigned to the furniture, warehouse to make the furniture, because that's where they can really, feel that they're accomplishing things and really like that whole working with their hands. And, the other thing that we do primarily at the Okeechobee campus, just because it's a more rural setting, is we also have some animals that we're raising for resale with cattle and goats. And so whenever we have those particular students looking after animals, that has a very big therapeutic value in their life also. And so it's interesting how when they get their focus off themselves and get it on something else,
mm-hmm.
There really begins to be a clearing out of the mind, so to speak, and they start to realize that they're not as bad as what they thought they were, and that they can be productive, and they have a life that's meaningful. And once they begin to learn that, it opens their mind up to what the Lord wants to do in their life, and that's when the beautiful things happen.
Well, that understanding that there is something much larger than themselves. They have a role
right.
to play in the world that affects other people. It begins with a role affecting an animal or the creation of something with their hands, but something that is outside of themselves that they can focus upon and build on. I mean, that's real transformation. That, I mean, in AA parlance, that would certainly feel to me to be like the spiritual awakening. And
right.
It's amazing that this program is right there to fund it, do it, or create that in real time and have it happen right there. It is so powerful. And again, to look at it from a standpoint that can be considered a bit clinical, but if you consider the economic ramifications of having these individuals come out of where they were and become productive, become leaders down the line, that it's powerful and it affects literally everyone, spiritually, emotionally, and economically as well. I can't think of any areas that that Faith Farm Ministries and the results that it creates don't affect positively, Rick.
Well, it's very positive. You know, when we get around as a staff and you know, discussing, you know, students at large, one of the things that we always say is that the talented people that come through Faith Farm, it's unbelievable the amount of talent people that struggle in addiction have.
Yes.
I mean, and if they can rechannel that focus in productive ways, they can be so successful. I mean, just it's amazing the creative ability that many people struggling in addiction have. The work ethic that some of them have is unbelievable. Now, some of our young people that come into the program, unfortunately, they don't have a work ethic, and so we have to teach them. That's part of the process of teaching them a work ethic. They just never had it.
Right.
And it's kind of somewhat of a generational thing, but it's you know, they've gotten caught up into drugs and alcohol so quick and so early in life.
Sure.
That it's kind of messed a lot of things up for them, and that transition from, you know, boy to man, girl to woman type thing, where, you know, everyone has that transition at a certain point, and
sure.
many of them are caught up and they haven't been able to make the transition because of their addiction.
It's a literal arrested development.
Right.
I mean, that's what's happening.
Not only emotionally, but you know, mentally.
Yes. Oh, it's very true.
So, and that's one of the things that we partner with the Lord in developing and dealing with a lot of emotional issues that many of our people that struggle in substance abuse have. You know, the wrong thinking, the thinking about themselves and the thinking about some of the things that have happened to them.
Sure.
It's heartbreaking, to say the least, that, you know, and you can just imagine some of the things that have happened to people through, you know, your own story or people that you were, are familiar with. And, you know, there's mm-hmm. plenty of horror stories out there and they're real. Those stories are real and they happen and it's unfortunate, but getting them to deal with those situations in a productive manner can really bring healing in their life, and that's the root of, you know, the alcohol or drug abuse is just a symptom of a deeper root.
Yes.
And so once we find that root and get that root out, a lot of times that's where the victory is.
It's an incredibly powerful thing that Faith Farm does. Once again, faithfarm.org is the website to learn more about it. So we have talked a bit about some of the new furniture that is created by the people that are actually involved in the program. What are other ways that people can help to support the mission of Faith Farm? They can purchase this furniture. Where can they do that? Are the thrift stores still around? Is there an online presence for this? Can people donate, volunteer other ways? How can people, Rick, help you and help Faith Farm to keep this mission thriving and continue to provide comfort, shelter, food, and biblical counseling to the people that need it?
So there are several ways to partner with God in helping Faith Farm address the students' issues. One of the ways is donating usable items to the farm, which we supply our thrift stores with, and other people come in and buy those usable items, and that revenue that's generated from that helps us pay for people to go through the program. And so that's a way. Another way is coming in and buying stuff from Faith Farm at our three thrift stores, located in Fort Lauderdale, Boynton Beach, and Okeechobee. Buying the items, realizing that, every dollar that you spend is going to help somebody that's been struggling in substance abuse.
I tend to think of that more almost as an investment. The dollars that you use to purchase the items, you're investing in the future.
Right. You're literally, and we try to do this in all of our advertising just to let people know, you're literally saving a life.
Literally,
when
it's amazing.
When you buy a used couch or a new couch or a trinket or whatever it is that you find at one of our thrift stores that you want to buy, you're literally investing in somebody's life. You're literally partnering with God to save a life.
It doesn't get more powerful than that.
No,
it really doesn't. It's amazing.
It really doesn't.
It's stunning to think about that. When you really lay it out and think about that, you're literally saving a life when you purchase items there. It's mind-blowing.
Everything we do, when there's an expense come in, we look at this expense and go, okay, how many lives is this going to cost us?
Mm.
Because everything that we do is all focused around how many lives can we save. How much is it? Because it takes roughly between $2,700 and $3,000 a month per student to go through our program.
Right.
And so, it's a pretty big nut to crack every day, every month, every year to service the number of people that come through Faith Farm's program. And so, any donation, no matter how big or small, is part of what God is doing in the lives of these men and women. And so, there's the donation of usable items. There's coming in and buying those usable items. Mm-hmm. And then there's, partnering with us just by cash donations.
Okay.
Which can be done, through electronically. Of course, it can be done through the mail by just sending a check in the mail or going on our website at faithfarm.org and hit on the donate button and donate electronically. And again, every cent that you donate is partnering with the Lord and saving a life.
Now, go ahead.
In 2019, I did a study on was doing an academic paper, and I was just doing a little research on one of the government websites. And in 2019, there were 76,000 people that lost their lives just drug overdoses.
76,000?
76,000. And so I did a little research, and I thought, well, I wonder how many soldiers died in the Vietnam War. My understanding is there was 55,000 soldiers died in the 10-year Vietnam War. And so in 2019, we lost more people to just drug overdoses than the entire 10-year Vietnam War.
Almost 50% more.
Right.
Looking at the numbers, that's a terrifying number.
The sad thing is that in 2020, when I did the same research, there was over 100,000 that lost their lives to just drug overdoses. And so that is very close to being twice what we lost in a war in Vietnam.
In 10 years.
Over a 10-year period.
The human cost is so devastating, but the good news is you can really be a part of the solution.
That's right.
By working with organizations like Faith Farm. Head to faithfarm.org, faithfarm.org. You can donate directly there, learn more about it. Can people also find out about item donation through faithfarm.org, or is there a phone number they can call to donate those items, Rick?
They can call one of the campuses near them, okay. Fort Lauderdale, Boynton Beach, and Okeechobee, schedule a donation pickup. They can drop off donations at one of those locations. They can go on. We have three online applications where they can purchase items.
Oh, cool.
We have an eBay store.
Okay.
Where people can go on and buy products off of our eBay. We also have an Amazon Books where they can go on and buy books from Faith Farm. And then we also have Poshmark.
Oh, okay,
where
cool.
They can go on and buy you know, different types of clothes and shoes and purses and stuff like that. And so we have several applications. And again, it's all about trying to get enough resources to put as many people through our program as we can.
I think
that's the goal.
It is. And I think that the key
part, save lives.
Saving lives. And the key part is, you know, you are saving a life. Anytime you make these purchases, you are literally doing it. It doesn't get a whole lot more powerful than that. So however you choose to do it, whether it is through direct cash donations, whether it's donation of items to the resale shops, whether it is purchasing items at those thrift stores, whatever it may be, you are making a big difference in humanity in general. And that's really the most powerful thing there is to do. Faithfarm.org is the website where you can learn a lot more about it and make some of the donations that way as well. Oh, in the last 2 minutes or so we have on this, Rick, what about volunteering? Are there volunteer opportunities for people through Faith Farm?
So the volunteer opportunities are really slim, okay. Honestly. And the reason for that is that we want to make sure that the students that we are interacting with are getting a unified message of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
right.
by trained people.
I love it. You're making sure the right people are there in all those positions that have the proper training to deal with it.
And not getting any confusing messages.
Sure.
You know, and so it's very difficult. We have some volunteers that come and help us with the GED, mm-hmm. which is extraordinarily important. It gives our men and women a foot up when they leave and transition into back to normal, so-called normal life, having that GED is very important. And so we have volunteers that help us with that. And so that's been beneficial. But for the most part, all of the people that work at Faith Farm are on staff.
You are
they're employees.
I love it. You're mission-focused, and you're providing jobs for those employees. All in all, it's a win for everyone that is involved, most especially the men and women who need the help, and that's what Faith Farm Ministries provides: comfort, shelter, food, biblical counseling to people that are homeless, that have those drug and alcohol dependencies, and that's a very high calling. Be a part of the solution. Head over to faithfarm.org, faithfarm.org. Learn more about Faith Farm Ministries. You can donate directly through that. Learn about item donation. A lot of ways that you can help. Rick Aspden, CEO of Faith Farm Ministries, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us on Legends Community Focus. And even more, thank you for your mission and the difference you make in the world, Rick.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. Once again, faithfarm.org is that website, faithfarm.org. Check it out and see how you can help. See how you can make that difference through God and through Faith Farm in the lives of these people that need it so much and in the community at large through that. It's Legends Community Focus on a Sunday morning. Stick around. Lots more legendary programming on the way.